Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is here. I know. I'm excited, too. Marcia's back. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Egan Group. She's a certified business coach, the author of Inbox Detox. We've been telling you about that for a long time now. She's one of the great productivity experts in the galaxy. And she's our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, always great to be with you, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Let's have a good 2017 together. What do you think?
I love it.
So, okay, you're an efficiency expert. You help people get more out of their day, be more productive. And one of your targets of opportunity is email. That's one of the things you still believe, and I agree with you, that as productive as email makes us, it also can cause us to be unproductive, can it?
Very much so. And a lot of times, business owners and anyone who's doing a lot of email have no idea how much time it's wasting. Or they might have an idea, they just don't know how to get out of the treadmill that they're on mm-hmm. with it.
When I mentioned email earlier, I said, now, okay, there's, you know, like Gmail and Outlook, I know you don't use it very much. Yeah, I don't know about your millennials, but my millennials go to it grudgingly. What about you?
Well, it is the business communication
That's
tool
right. That's
that
right.
most people use.
I mean, seriously, when I have millennials who come here to work for me, especially if it's like pretty close to, if not their first job, we have to get their attention about email.
Oh, exactly, because they're used to the instant gratification, which is one of the biggest traps about email and email in business in general. And that is when a business owner and a business culture, you know, if you have 20 people in an office and everybody is using email as instant messaging, mm-hmm. what happens is everyone feels like they have to have their email open, dinging and flashing all day long.
Right, right.
And they think they're being productive and they think they're being responsive. The challenge with that, Jim, is that when they do that, they're not getting any other work done because every
right.
time that thing dings or flashes, they get interrupted.
Well, and we have protocol here about how to use things. You know, we send certain things by email. But if we want to have a quick response, we either push the intercom button, you know, as archaic as that is, or we send an IM, you know, instant message, and so we use the tools as appropriate.
Exactly, and so what happens is there's this phenomena called interruption recovery time,
huh.
And what that means is every time you're interrupted, whether it's by email, by someone saying hello as they walk by your desk, by an intercom, it takes the average person an average of 4 minutes to get back on track.
To get back to be productive again, yeah.
Exactly, and when you think about it, you're working on something, you can't, if you were writing a letter, you can't just pick up where you left off. You
right.
have to reread the letter
plus,
and go
how
check
often,
your eBay listing.
Plus, how often are you in a creative moment? And literally, and folks, I produce things from nothing, from a blank sheet of paper. And if I get a creative moment and I get interrupted, I know you think, well, how would you not remember that if it was that great? But you forget it. It doesn't come out the same way after that.
Exactly. So there's this cost that people don't realize. And if they have their email open, dinging and flashing all day long, the average worker is now getting anywhere from 60 to 180, almost 200 emails a day.
I've been using email since 1997. I have never, ever had the sound of my email client on.
Well, good for you.
Never.
So let's get all of your listeners to turn it off so that they're not interrupted.
Right.
Because if you get 5 emails in a half hour, that means you could be interrupted 5 times in a half hour. And the
mm-hmm.
recovery time, you take the math, that's 20 minutes that
right.
you're recovering. And It's like a death of a thousand paper cuts. That's what I say.
Right, exactly.
Because you don't even know that you're losing the productivity because you're being interrupted. So mm-hmm. that is the biggest, the one most important gem. I just wrote a new ebook about
right.
this. And that is the one most important gem. If you can stop or minimize those interruptions, you're not going to know what to do with your day.
It's called Email Productivity Gems, 100 points to 100 precious more hours. She's going to give you 100 hours back, folks. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk
Easily.
About so let's talk. And by the way, folks, this is a special week that you started a decade ago, isn't it, Marcia?
I certainly did. Oh, this is fun. I initiated the International Clean Out Your Inbox Week, and it really took hold. I was surprised. It is now an authorized event in Chase's calendar of events. So we've had our 10th anniversary of it, and that's
congratulations.
This week. Thank you. So we decided to launch this new ebook during this week.
Right.
So that's why I'm talking to you today.
Good. So let's talk about. And by the way, folks, the event that she just talked about. That's the kind of leadership that we expect from our Brain Trust members. Nothing, and as I said, have said many times, Marcia, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. So, okay, what's
right.
next?
Well, what I'd like to do is just make a few suggestions to your listeners about their email, in addition to trying to minimize interruptions. And what that means is get everybody in your office to agree that they will never use email urgently and that they're allowed to triage their work. In other words,
unless you're working on a project and it is urgent, which is like you're sending an attachment or something like that, unless it's something like that, but you don't do urgent things that you don't make something urgent that's not urgent.
Oh, and people are doing this all the time, and it's become a little bit of our culture, especially with some of the new millennials coming in. They do expect that, but the value in getting work done is to be uninterrupted.
Right.
And if you can be uninterrupted for 1 hour, you can get so much more done.
And I'll tell you something, helping millennials, and millennials, you know I love you. You know what I've said it too many times. I have hired too many of you. But millennials have a hard time understanding that it's not okay to continuously be interrupted. To them, that's a way of life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is. And I think
they wake up in the middle of the night and check their texts.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Hold on. We're gonna tell you more about the ebook. I want you, it's a special, offer I think that's coming up after the break. Marcia, give us the website quickly, please.
MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.com/January.
Okay, check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.